At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? Coming to you remote up in Minnesota. So excited for this weekend's festivities. And there's no way we can miss kind of the flagship episode. We've got so many notes, I don't even know how many pages we got. We got 11 pages of notes for today's show. There's no way in the world we're going to get to all of them. But this is a pivotal game. The NFL schedule is always going to have these kind of, I don't want to call it trap games, but, you know, each game has its own kind of story and what it brings. This 49ers-Vikings one, there's a lot of stories that jump out. One, Sam Darnold versus Brock Purdy, who was our quarterback two last year. The Vikings beat us really, really bad last year. Not bad, but they handled their business. Maybe Kirk Cousins' best game. Sure. And so, you know, obviously the Christian McCaffrey news, they've got their share of injuries. We're going to detail all that. But the 49ers have not won in this location for 32 years. Steve Young was the last freaking quarterback to win in Minnesota. So not that it's pressure or added pressure or anything like that, but you got to go out there and you got to do it. And the Vikings, they handled their business last week against, you know, Daniel Jones, which whatever. But they're 1-0. And, I mean, I'll say this. If you look at what Sam Darnold did last week, he started the game 12 for 12. There was a point in, I think, the third quarter where he had fewer incompletions than touchdown passes. The dude played well. And, man, the chat is blowing up. I appreciate everybody. Thank you, guys. We got everybody here. This is awesome. Yatsik, my man, he says, happiest of 23rd birthdays, JC. Yeah, today's the birthday day. Definitely not 23, but I do respect that very, very much. What's up, guys? RTP in the house. And Josh, today's executive producer, man. So really want to just say thank you to Josh for all the help that he does. He is the man. Grand A in the house. What's up, Danson? We got a lot of people here. And these are the people I want to celebrate my birthday with, the faithful themselves. What's up, Sean? How we doing, man? So appreciate all the kind words, guys. You guys are the best. So if we look at just – why did the Vikings win the way that they did, complete dominating fashion? A lot of it had to do with the defense, and the offense was just on point. It really, really was. The Vikings did not make very many mistakes. You go back and you watch that tape, and it's just like, all right, clean, nice decision, clean, nice decision, clean. Like, it's like, man, all right. Sam Darnold, he picked up some things while he was with the 49ers. There is no doubt about that. And so, you know, you're happy for him, whatever. it's what it is. But if we look at the top five players for them just in their last week's game on offense, their left guard, Blake Brindle, awesome. By far the best Brindle playing in this game. Aaron Jones, who, you know, jumped from Green Bay to the Vikings in the same division. He was the number one rated running back in the entire NFL. Sam Darnold, 88.1 PFF score. We talked about him. Brian O'Neill, their right tackle, I have as a top five right tackle in the NFL. And Christian Darrisaw, he's my second favorite left tackle in the NFL next to Trent Williams. Like, it's Trent, Christian Darrisaw. So their offensive line is why they do well. Obviously, Justin Jefferson, but he wasn't even mentioned in that. He's always going to have a great game. You've got to bottle him up for sure. Defensively, Andrew Van Ginkel, he had a sack and a pick six. He came over with Flores from Miami days. Now he's with them and for the Vikings. Ivan Pace Jr., their linebacker, you're going to see number zero. When he's out there, he's blitzing. Harrison Phillips, probably their best defensive lineman. They've got a good D line. And then Harrison Hitman Smith, which if you watched, you know, preview one of my favorite matchups this whole game is going to be George Kittle versus their safety. If you watch the receiver series, he was the one that said, why'd you hit me in the blank? And he, you know, Kittle in Kittle fashion repeated it, I don't know, 16 times straight. But I guess whenever you get hit down there, that's what happens. And so, yeah, that's what's up. And hey, thank you for all the birthday wishes, but also Jax, your birthday's this weekend as well. So happy birthday to you as well. Alejandro, thank you guys. You guys are awesome. What's up, Steve? You guys are awesome. So last year, the Vikings were weird. And it, like the 49ers were doing this thing where they'd allow a team to play their best against us, and then their quarterback got injured right after. Happened to Joe Burrow, happened to Kirk Cousins, and they finished 7-10. Not great. And they were juggling quarterbacks. Josh Dobbs, who's now our quarterback, was their quarterback. Nick Mullins is there for a while, right? Like, that's what they got. That's what they got going on. So last year they finished 22nd in points scored. They averaged 20 points a game and 13th in points allowed right there, 21.2 points allowed per game. So that's the 7-10 record. They just couldn't finish games. But they come out, mollywop, the Giants 28-6. I mean, that's a plus 22-point differential. Now, the 49ers handled their business, obviously, as well. Jordan Mason was a beast. Defense was lights out, except for that last drive. Really, two drives, but sometimes Aaron Rodgers going to Aaron Rodgers. The question is, can Sam Darnold do what Rodgers did, where he has multiple sustained drives with a lot of third down conversions? That's the thing. If you think Sam Darnold can convert three third downs per drive, they're going to keep doing their business. And the Vikings are going to have some success. My issue is I don't think they're going to. I really don't see that as something that comes across with Sam Darnold. And he's been like this his whole career. He'll have a game. He'll have bad games. He has some throws where it's just like, what the heck was that? And then he'll have some throws where it's like, dude, this is Hall of Fame caliber type throw. He's just consistency's not there. It's just not there. Purdy was great last week. Fred Warner, defensive player of the year caliber already. You know, you won 32-19. So you didn't win by plus 22 points. You won by plus 13 points. But still, a win is a win. Now, if we look at just a snapshot, and again, it's a one-game sample size. So you take this for however you will. Pro Football Focus ranks all of the individual units, right? So for the Vikings, this is 2024 only, one-game sample size. Special teams, they were 31st. Imagine that. The 49ers might have an advantage on special teams. They were 31st. Their defense was second. Their offense was fourth. Overall, they were third, right? This is after 1 week. So let's do the same for the 49ers. Special teams was sixth. A lot of that was Jake Moody. I loved all the touchbacks. That's some major issues on punt coverage, but that's okay. Sixth, I'm perfectly fine with that. Hopefully it's not an anomaly and we just keep doing that. That would be incredible. Brian Snyder would be up for assistant coach of the year if we stay top 10. Defense, we were eighth. Offense, second. Overall, second. So by far, two of the teams that were kind of at their best across the NFL. That's just what it is. Very, very good team. So let's jump into the head coaches, defense coordinator, offense coordinator, probably one of my favorite parts of the show. Kevin O'Connell, he's the head coach for the Vikings, and he's pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. And a lot of people put him in the Shanahan tree. They've never coached together. They have never coached together, but he has coached under other Shanahan tree type guys. And we're going to talk about that. So here's Kyle Shanahan, just real quick, talking about Kevin O'Connell and what he kind of brings to that offense, because he's an offensive minded guy. But here's Shanahan on Kevin O'Connell.
I mean, they have one game from this year, but you know, it's, you know, going off of last year in this game, it's, you know, similar how the Rams were. You know, Kevin does a real good job just balancing out his drop back game with his play action, his keepers. They mix in tempo and hurry up at all times. So you got to constantly be ready for that. Sometimes they're just going fast. Sometimes they're making a lot of checks at the line of scrimmages. But it's a very good offense. Player friendly, gives his guys a bunch of chances to make plays, and got a lot of respect for what he's done there.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on our old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today. Have you ever tried to explain football to a little kid? It's near impossible with all the rules, all the regulations, and it's just confusing. I remember the first time I coached my son's little league team whenever he was 5 years old. I got gray hairs immediately. So, I know many of you guys have young kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews. It doesn't matter that you want to share your football experience with. Well, Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids become big football fans by embedding the rules of football into parallel games and activities. And the way Future Fans teaches, it's so unique and effective. They introduce the concepts of the sport in a way that the kid will understand. Think of a beanbag toss game for teaching first downs. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's genius and it works. You go read the reviews, you'll see for yourself. So if you want your kid to understand football, Future Fans is for you. It's only $49.99. And if you use our code RUSHRUSH at futurefans.com to get 10% off, unlock a lifetime of memories with your kid in your life starting now. Trust me, it'd be worth it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think that there have been a lot of quarterbacks that have had their best play, and I know it's a small sample size, but he got Kirk Cousins paid. And, you know, again, one game away, Kirk Cousins don't look like Kirk Cousins anymore. We'll see if that changes. Obviously, it's a short – we're new into the season. But you look at Nick Mullins and what he was able to get out of him. You look at Dobbs, what he was able to get out of him. Already, Sam – like, he is a damn good quarterback's coach, and he played quarterback. He played down at San Diego State, the Aztecs. Was selected in the third round by the Patriots back in 2008. But he's played for the Lions. He played for the Dolphins, Jets, Chargers before retiring in 2012. So he was in the NFL for a long time, then jumped onto the Cleveland Browns in 2015 as a quarterback coach, was with the Niners in 2016. So the year before Shanahan, he was the special projects coach for the 49ers. Not very, you know, visible or whatever else, but – he's a part of our history, whether we like it or not. Probably one of the worst years ever, but that's okay. Then from after everybody got fired, Kyle chose not to keep him here. He jumped over to Washington and was with Jay Gruden and McVay and all those guys. Then he jumped over to the Rams, offensive coordinator. When they won the Super Bowl, he was the OC. Now, McVay was calling the plays, but O'Connell's proven that dude can call plays, period. He's got a 21-14 overall record. No playoff wins, but just a great offensive mind. Now, their offensive coordinator is Wes Phillips. Let's go. Nepo baby, baby. Wade Phillips' son, Bum's grandson. That's just what it is. And he runs a lot of screens, slows the pass rush. That's the whole idea with this. Look, they want quick, efficient, easy. They want layups for their quarterback, which is probably why Sam Darnold did so well. You look at Wes, he's all over Texas. He was at UTEP, West Texas A&M, Baylor. Then he joined the Dallas Cowboys for a while, was in Washington. That's where he met up with Kevin O'Connell, and they coached together. Then the Rams went over there as a tight ends coach, and now he's the OC and has been there. This is third year. Defensive coordinator, Brian Flores. Oh, I freaking love me some Brian Flores, man. I think he is by far one of the few kind of quarter or defensive coordinators in the NFL that just says, you know what? I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to blitz. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do. And four-time Super Bowl champion with, you know, Belichick and the Patriots and all that stuff. And actually got his career as a scouting assistant and a pro scout, then switched over to be a coach. And, man, everywhere he has been, he's had success until he became the Miami head coach and, you know, sued the league and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to dive into that. But took a year after that. He was with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and this is his second year in Minnesota. And, again, by far one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL, period. All right, now let's jump over to injuries. Both teams kind of hurt by it. Christian McCaffrey's out. That's the killer. Everybody else, you know, Juwan Jennings, good to go. Aaron Banks, good to go. D. Winter's questionable. Yetur Gross-Matos, good to go. Talano Hufanga, doubtful. I think he'll be back next week. But this is not the first time that, you know, there's been this adversity with injuries. This offseason has been crazy. Let's listen to Brock Purdy real quick, just kind of outline how the 49ers team has kind of overcome a lot of this craziness.
We've been through a lot as a team, you know, just with signing guys, trying to get guys back, Ricky's situation, and just our culture, our team, what we stand for, and how we all come together and find ways to win and rally around each other. We do it right here, and that's something that I stand on and firmly believe in, and we all do. So, you know, I'm very proud of the guys to be able to, you know, fight through just all the adversity and stuff that we've been going through in the last however many months. But we're just going to keep pushing. You know, there's some things that we could all probably do a little bit better at, just myself included, just the live speed and having everybody in together, tied together with everything, shifts, motions, operation, going against man coverage, finding ways to get open and being on time. Like, there's just the sense of urgency that I think that we can be a little bit better with. I think we found that as the game went on, but you know, definitely feel like we could all still get better.
So the adversity with just, he listed everything. It's been a lot. The holdouts, the shooting, Christian McCaffrey, injuries, players on PUP, you know, IR, all that stuff. But to translate that into in-game preparation and in-game approach and how you execute the game plan, that's the difference, right? Like, football reveals character. It shows who you are. And I don't think anybody questions Brock Purdy's character or most of the players on this team. They've gotten a lot of good dudes together, which is awesome. By far the best roster in the NFL. But whenever you get somebody like a Christian McCaffrey who's out now, offensive player of the year. So is that going to change your approach? It shouldn't. And with Jordan Mason, I don't think it has to. 147 yards rushing last week. Dude was incredible. But we're not the only team with adversity. And I know a lot of times we look at it and we're just like, oh, my gosh, again. But look at the Vikings. Jordan Addison, the dude that had two touchdowns against us last year and was responsible for beating us, he's out. TJ Hawkinson probably had the second or third biggest play of the game on that third and long play last year. He's not playing. Harrison Smith, he's expected to play but questionable. Ed Ingram, Brian O'Neill, all questionable. Go back to IR. They're first-round picks on IR as well, J.J. McCarthy. So it's not like it's just an us thing. Gabriel Murphy, another draft pick out of UCLA, he's on IR. Jordan Kunizic, I'm going to mess this up, Kunizic, spelled like juice, Juszczyk, right? And Dalton Reiser, one of their old linemen. So they've got a lot more guys out than we do, but there's only one CMC. So it's kind of what I completely understand that. Now, the history of these two teams playing each other is right down the middle. The 49ers have won 25, the Vikings have won 24, and there's one tie. Now, the 49ers have won three out of the last five, but we cannot win in Minnesota. It's been unbelievable. Again, Steve Young is the last quarterback to do so. And, you know, we came out here last year for 49ers Rush Road Trip. I should probably plug that. Maybe I'd be a little bit better at my job if I talked about the events we're doing. If you are out here in Minnesota, come say what's up. We're going to be at Crave downtown on Hennepin Rooftop Lounge. Going to be incredible, 2 to 6. There's still tickets available for this. There's a chance it might sell out if you show up late. But if you have your ticket, guaranteed entry, that's going to be there. And then we have our tailgate tomorrow in the Purple Lot. That's going to be awesome. Steak burritos. We got steak bits. We got brats. We got unlimited drinks, mixed drinks. Bloody Marys, mimosas. Yeah, it's an early one. Come out and join us. But I am telling you that tailgate is 100% going to be sold out probably by the end of the day. So, yeah, if you're thinking about joining us for any of those, and I hope you do, go get your tickets. The time to – can't wait no more. Can't do it. So we came out here last year and had a blast. Now, the issue was, man, we left with a loss. Come on, there we go. There we go. So hopefully you guys can see me. Sorry if it quick. There we go. Maybe. All right. Sorry about that, guys. Hopefully we're still going. Internet's weird in an Airbnb. That's what it is. Hopefully you guys are still with us. Sorry about that. But yeah, we had a blast last year, even though we lost. And so now we're back. Now you got to go get that dub. You got to do what you got to do. You can't leave it. And how fitting would it be for Brock Purdy to be the quarterback that comes and gets the next win in Minnesota? People are calling me. I've got him. Do not disturb. Sorry, guys. Birthday phone calls. Awesome people. You got to go do what you can do. Now, it's going off. There we go. We'll have to see what happens this year. Because whenever you look at just the matchups and kind of what we got going on for the 49ers, there's so much that they have advantages on against this Minnesota Vikings team. They're not as good as the 49ers. They're really, really not. So if they can go out there, neutralize guys like Harrison Smith, Harrison Phillips, Andrew Van Ginkle, which – man, how many times did we hear Quinnen Williams' names called last week? Not too many times. They were neutralized. The Jets, some of the best linebackers in the NFL, pretty neutralized. They made a couple plays. Quincy Williams did. But if you can go out and do your job and do what you're supposed to do, don't give up easy turnovers, the offense is going to be fine. Because their defense, it's changed so much from last year, which is weird. Danielle Hunter was their number one ace, their all-star, best player on the defense. Well, he's gone now. He went down to Houston, got paid. So what they did is instead of replacing him with just one player, they're pretty solid across the board. Like, they don't have a lot of weaknesses. So you've got to rely on scheme. You've got to hit them in the face with Jordan Mason, which they're going to try to stop. We'll see what that looks like. But their edges, there's some weaknesses there, especially in the run game. They're linebackers, they're blitzers, and coverage linebackers. They're not stout against the run. So can you make them pay for that by going so small? Now, every time Brian Flores plays, he blitzes. And he's been the leader last year of cover zero blitzes. That's where you bring basically six or seven guys in a blitz. He didn't do that week one against Daniel Jones. He didn't have to. He had zero cover zero blitzes. Did I say that right? Yeah. But the last time we played them, they blitzed us 21 times, which is ridiculous. And in week one, they blitzed 19 times, but they were only blitzing five. So we're not getting those huge overload blitzes, which that's huge. That is paramount. So like if we could just be smart and pick up and just guessing where that fifth man's coming from, I'm telling you, their linebacker, Agent Zero, that's who they want to blitz. So whenever you see them out there, that's where they're going to try to go to. Now, let's flip it. And let's go to good old Sam Darnold. And I want to talk about this because I think he's grown a lot. But let's listen to Kyle.
Loved having Sam here. He was an awesome guy. He's been that way everywhere he's been. And we found it out personally here. But always liked Sam before he got here, just his talent level from college and what you'd seen in the NFL. And was exactly as good as advertised. I mean, he's such a good athlete, so tough, can make any throw. And really enjoyed working with him. I thought he got better throughout the year. I know he was always ready to get more opportunities in the games if something bad happened. And fortunately for Brock, we didn't have to do that till the last week, but it was really good having him here as a number two.
Can he continue at that level? We'll see. That's going to be huge. But, you know, you got to talk about the main man, number one wide receiver in the NFL, Justin Jefferson, who's just absolutely incredible. I don't think the 49ers really have to do much. You saw it with Garrett Williams last week where he went out there and had a great first quarter. And what do? They adjust to where they're not putting linebackers and safeties on him anymore. We're putting D'Amador Lenore. We're putting our outside corners, and that's about it. So you cannot get caught. And this happened last year too, not against Justin Jefferson, but against a lot of number one wide receivers where we get caught with a linebacker or a safety guarding them in the slot. You can't do that. You've got to be smart about that. And so I really hope we stay in more nickel. Then obviously I don't ever really want DFF out there. He did get that pick, but that was because D'Amador Lenore just made a freak play on the outside against Garrett Wilson. So you've got to do whatever you can to get your corners on their best player. Outside of that, their wide receivers, Naylor's pretty good, but it's not like it's a star-studded group by any stretch of the imagination. So you got to go get what you got to do. You got to take care of it. Now, my favorite matchups this whole game is when the 49ers are on defense, Warner versus Sam Darnold. That is huge. I'm so excited about that matchup. The head games, you know, whenever he does the show blitz and he's up on the line of scrimmage and Fred's always talking trash to everybody, that's going to be huge because they know each other. Now, their best matchup is Justin Jefferson going against a linebacker or Isaac Yiadom when we're a nickel, but I'm more comfortable with Yiadom than I am safety or a linebacker. But that's going to be a matchup that they're going to have advantage. He's that good, guys. And the best blue chip matchup, best on best, I'm going to go Charvarius Ward, Justin Jefferson. I want to watch that all the time. That's going to be a lot of fun to see because they're built very similarly. Justin Jefferson's, what makes him so special is how fast he is in and out of his breaks. That's everything. And his body control, and he can catch everything, you know, kind of Randy Moss-esque at the catch point. He plays for the Vikings, so it kind of makes sense. He's just so good. Now flip it to the 49ers on offense. Our best matchup is Trent Williams versus their edges. That's awesome. We're going to be able to do whatever we want. They got it. You know, they got another first round pick over there. Edge rusher was my number one edge rusher. Dallas Turner, very, very good. Their best matchup is their defensive tackles, Van Ginkle and Harrison against Brindle. And whoever's playing left guard, probably going to be Banks. I'm not worried about Pooney at all. Like, Pooney's getting closer to the blue chip matchup instead of their advantage matchup. It's only the second week in the NFL. That's just how good Dominic Pooney has been. Best blue chip matchup right here, Harrison Hitman Smith at safety against Kittle. They have played each other for a long time. Obviously, that clip on receiver, every time I think about it, it just makes me crack up a little bit. But that's where that's it. So those are the matchups I'm watching. Those are the ones where it's just like, okay, depending on how this goes, this is going to determine who wins this game. Whenever they're out there on offense and all that stuff, that's going to be paramount. Now, man, here's what's crazy. You know, we've been betting with MyBookie for a long time. They closed the 49ers game. It is locked. You can't bet it right now, right after that CMC news. But I still got some bets of the week that I'm going to be posting on our social media. But if you haven't yet, right here, guys.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino, if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
So I'm going to do my best just to keep looking to post my bets for the 49ers game. I bet what I know. And, you know, I don't want to dive into a bunch of the other games. I do have a two-team teaser, which I'm pretty excited about. It's a two-team plus seven teaser, so both these things have to happen. I'm taking the Colts plus 4.5 points over the Packers, and, you know, Willis is going to be their quarterback there. I think the Colts can keep it close for sure. I don't see that a blowout either way. And then I'm taking the Bucks plus 14.5 against the Lions. I think the Lions will win that game. But you remember, last year, the Lions knocked the Bucks out of the playoffs in Detroit. This game's in Detroit as well. I think the Bucks are playing some really good football. So I think the Lions probably win, but by 2+ touchdowns. I'm taking the points early on that one. Bet 10 to win 7.1. That's how it is with the 7-point teaser. But again, I'm going to post that and a couple other bets on the49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. But I've got two events and all kinds of stuff going. I don't know if they're going to open up the 49ers game or not. My assumption will be it's probably going to be a 3.5 to 4.5 point spread. But we'll see. My predictions for the game. Here we go, guys. I think if they get the running game going, the Minnesota Vikings, Sam could continue on this trend of kind of doing his thing. You can't allow that to happen. You've got to force third and longs, right? More than third and six or third and five. If you get them in those situations where you're going to be very, very happy. But if that run game gets going, third and twos, third and threes, that's where Sam Darnold's going to be good. That because that first read, that's what he's best at. That's always been what he's best at. When he can go to his first read and not hesitate, Sam Darnold's going to cook. That's just what it is. You get him off that first read, start feeling pressure, put him in difficult situations repeatedly, that's where the mistakes are going to come from. So we'll have to see. Now, to get that done, I think you're going to have to blitz. That Giants defensive line is top-notch in the NFL. They couldn't touch Sam. They couldn't touch him. So you're going to have to bring some pressure. I want Demo to blitz. I want blitz Jair Brown. I want to bring a linebacker. I want blitzes for the 49ers. Now, not Steve Wilkes, all-out blitzes. I don't want any of that. Just some five-man pressure, some stunts, all that kind of stuff. And I'll say this. This might be – I know it's not a divisional game. This might be one of the most important first quarters of any game we've had in a long time because they're front-runners. That's kind of who Sam has been. That's who the Vikings have been too. So if you go out there and you punch them in the mouth and you set the tone, Niners going to have an easy day. You let them in that building get that energy up, that's a hard place to play. I mean, it is crazy in there. One of my favorite places to go watch a game, but I just want to win a damn game there. So take the crowd out of it. How do you do that? You punch them in the face, let them know who's, you know, the NFC favorite, and then you just you keep them there. So hopefully they can do that. And I don't care too much about sacks for us defensively, to be honest with you. I just want pressures and Darnold to look uncomfortable. Sacks are great, obviously, but I want him uncomfortable, seeing ghosts, as we've seen Sam Darnold do in the past, making those terrible decisions. That's what we want to do. Offensively, Mason, 24-plus carries again. That's what you got to do. He got 28 last week. 24-plus is my magic number. If Mason gets 24-plus carries, the 49ers win this game. Ayuk, this should be an Ayuk game. With all the blitzing, they've got good corners, not great corners. But if they're blitzing, there's holes in the defense, and he can play very well against man. They do a lot of cover one. I think we will see some cover zero. It's just, can he be Ayuk? He wasn't last week. Two drops. One was in the end zone. We'll see. His snap count was, you know, just past 50%. Can he get more snaps? He didn't play great against Minnesota last year, but there was no Debo. And we know when Debo's out, Ayuk's not Ayuk. But now you got Debo and Trent Beck. They didn't play last year. So, man, we'll see. Got to get it done. Just need Ayuk to be himself. And Purdy's going to have to win through the air in the red zone. Last week, no touchdown passes for Brock Purdy. Should have been one if it was caught by Brandon Ayuk. But I think two touchdown passes. The over-unders, if it opens up on my book, it's going to be 1.5 touchdown passes. I'm betting Brock 2+ touchdowns. So if that opens. I do have the 49ers winning. Billy, yeah, we talked about this. You know, prediction using recent data, not going back to 92. 49ers. Because West Coast teams have performed better traveling to the East. It used to be that way, but the Niners have actually played really, really good on the East Coast lately and have won back-to-back trips, early kickoffs on the East Coast. And so, yeah, it's an early game tomorrow, which I hate, but coming off a short week, I hate that too. Traveling off a short week, I mean, yeah, there's some definitely red flags, but this 49ers schedule, it's loaded with games like that just because the NFL officiating just the schedule makers don't care. I don't know what else to say. They just don't care. But I do have the 49ers winning this game. They're the better team. They have the better quarterback. They have the better coaching staff. Brian Flores kind of tilts that balance pretty far. We don't know what we have in Nick Sorensen yet, but man, it's going to be fun, guys. We'll be going live from the stadium as soon as the game's over. Again, we got our events. Hopefully you come out. Crave Rooftop 2-6 today. And we got our tailgate, the purple lot, tomorrow. So that's going to do it for us. I got to go get ready for the event and start prepping everything. You guys are the absolute best. Thanks for all the birthday wishes. And as always, man, stay strong, faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.